This week, the development charity Christian Aid released a new report on the plight of Palestinian refugees. The document, entitled Locked Out, Palestinian Refugees and the Key to Peace, says the refugee issue must be urgently addressed if peace between Israel and the Palestinians is ever to become a reality. The report's author, William Bell, who is Christian Aid's policy and advocacy officer for Israel and the Palestinians, spoke to Lydia O'Kane.
It seems to be that we're seeing a huge displacement of people, especially when we're looking at conflicts in North Africa and the Middle East.
That is absolutely true. And obviously only makes, I think, the need to address those older refugee issues all the more important, and not least the Middle East, given that if we're witnessing, which hopefully we're not, but if we are witnessing an era where there are hundreds of thousands or even tens of thousands of new generations of refugees within a region that's already host to almost 5 million Palestinian refugees, that can only ensure ever greater instability throughout the region, which is obviously something that everybody would like to avoid. But yeah, I mean, deeply worrying that UNHCR is reporting today that there's an increase in number of refugees worldwide. It is deeply worrying.
Looking at Christian Aid and this report that's come out, it's entitled Locked Out, Palestinian Refugees and the Key to Peace.
Yes.
First of all, perhaps you could tell us the highlights of this report and what you have found in this report.
Well, Christian Aid has had a long experience of working with refugee communities, both in the occupied Palestinian territories themselves, but also in Lebanon. But I'm also familiar with the issues that Palestinian refugees find themselves in throughout the region, but particularly in Lebanon and the occupied territories. They're often the most vulnerable of members of society. In the case of Lebanon, they lack many civil rights, such as the right to work. They live in grossly overcrowded conditions. And the reason that we've written this is because after 63 years, and the last 20 of which there has been what we call sort of the era of the peace process, the Palestinian refugees feel no closer to that peace and still feel excluded from it. And one of the points that we make in the report is that since Oslo and the creation of the Palestinian Authority and the PLO's focus on the creation of that within the West Bank and Gaza, there's certainly within the populations of refugees outside of the West Bank and Gaza a sense of isolation, exclusion, and lack of participation. But also, as long as Israel refuses to accept any responsibility for the refugee issue, then they continue to feel excluded as being part of the solution. And in a way, what this report is reminding people that this is the core issue, that one of the main features of 1948 and subsequent conflicts since then has been the displacement of Palestinians. And what we're trying to do is to remind people that this is one of the core consequences of the conflict and one of the core issues that can help resolve it if the rights of all are recognised.
Looking at the situation and, of course, the peace process, peace seems to be the operative word, that if peace is not secured, that if a peace process isn't brought to fruition, that these problems remain.
That's right. And one of the things that we're adamant about in finding a viable solution that will ensure the security of both Israelis and Palestinians in the future is that all of people's rights are respected and that we use international law and the body of international law to help support a resolution to the conflict. And that as long as there is a lack of application of international law, then insecurity will persist. But I'd like to really reiterate that this issue around the right of return of refugees and accepting and recognizing that principle is not the same as saying that every single refugee will return to Israel and therefore sustain the existential threat that many Israelis justifiably will feel. It's about being able to move on and recognize that people have lost their homes, that they are entitled to return. That might not be the choice they then make, but in order to allow them to make that choice, that right has to be recognized. But we're certainly not having and pushing this dialogue in order to in any way jeopardize the security of the state of Israel as a state that's secure for Jews. Important to mention that.
What kind of situation is it, if you could just go through the brass tacks of this, with regard to the poverty situation and with regard to what kind of discrimination is faced, what kind of social, economic and political, legal, all that kind of thing that Palestinians would be subjected to?
Well, in the case of the Palestinian refugees, which is inside the West Bank and Gaza, which includes East Jerusalem, that amounts to actually 45% of that population, and they experience the same sorts of levels of hardship and poverty that any other Palestinian non-refugee would feel in those territories. So, for example, the poverty or those reliant on aid within the Gaza Strip, for example, which obviously includes the refugee population, is 80%. 80% of the population there are dependent on some form of aid and assistance. And levels of unemployment are particularly high, especially in Gaza. So there is less discrimination between the refugee population within the territories and the Palestinian population of those territories who aren't. When you move to somewhere like Lebanon, there are far greater restrictions on Palestinian refugees, whether it comes to employment, the right to own property. And, of course, the camps that were originally built back in 1949 after the creation of the State of Israel and the initial wave of refugees from the former British Mandate, those camps haven't increased in size. So camps that were built for thousands then now house tens of thousands. Obviously, the overcrowding is one of the particular issues that affects all Palestinians in refugee camps throughout Lebanon. And again, the poverty levels there are incredibly high compared to the majority population.
I was looking at highlights of the report, and like many people, you know, refugees, they also want recognition. They also want to feel that they can help themselves. There seems to be a recognition, as you were saying in this report, of they want their own identity, their own rights.
That's right. I think one of the things that Palestinian refugees were, and Palestinians in general, but as with anybody, it's not unique to Palestinians, they don't want to be reliant on aid. They want to be able to determine their own future. They want that right of self-determination, as we would and should afford to every other group. And that's a critical point, that they have an identity that has not diminished over time. It is a real identity, and it needs to be addressed and identified in any resolution.
And obviously this peace process, it's an ongoing process at the moment. But what are you really hoping, and who are you hoping that will be listening to you with regard to this report?
We would hope, and what we aim to do, and in a sense, the hard work really begins for us now. The report is out there, and it's not a report with specific recommendations. It's more of a report with challenges to all the relevant stakeholders. So that is us as a development agency, and then right up to the UK government, the Israeli state, Palestinian leadership, etc., as well as the international community. We hope to engage with all of those different groups that they can do what they are obligated to in order to help find a resolution that will create a sustainable peace for all. So the challenge now is to bring people together, to have the dialogue, to answer the difficult questions, to listen to each other's narratives, to move the process forward and to cease regarding the Palestinian refugees as an obstacle to peace, which they often feel like they are, but instead to being one of an opportunity for peace, that they need to have their voices heard and recognized and be part of the solution.